As soon as they had come out of the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick with a fever, and they told him about her at once. So he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her, and she served them. Now that sounds wonderful, but it doesn't sound like a lot of kingdom authority. I mean, basically took her by the hand and lifted her up. But what happens in the Gospels is sometimes one writer will show you some details and another writer will show you some other details. And in Luke, if you look at that same passage in Luke, he adds a little bit of detail. And this is what Luke says. Luke 4:39, talking about this Jesus healing Peter's mother-in-law. He says, so he stood over her and did what? Rebuked the fever. And it left her. So you put the two of them together, you just kind of mishmash them together, and he comes in and he takes her by the hand. And he rebukes the fever. Get out of her. And then he lifts her up, and the fever leaves her. She's like, man, I feel good now, man. Who's hungry? Let's eat. And she served them. Praise God. Kingdom authority. That's kingdom authority. He didn't say, there's room for all kinds of prayer. You can ask God, Father, please heal, blah, blah, blah. But sometimes the Holy Spirit will just tell you what to do. Sometimes the Holy Spirit, well, all the time, the Holy Spirit knows best how to pray. And you just follow its lead. If you feel that authority rising up in you, man, go ahead and speak a command and command that thing to come out of that person. And under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, it will happen. That thing will leave them. That's kingdom authority. That is kingdom authority. I love that. Traditional wisdom says, feed a cold, starve a fever. The kingdom of God says, feed a cold and rebuke a fever. Don't wait 2 weeks for that thing to leave, man. Cast it out now. Praise God. I'll tell you what else. You better believe people were talking that day at the end of that service when they started coming out of that synagogue. After that man cried out with that demon and Jesus rebuked him and he fell out on the floor and convulsed and shrieked and the thing came out of him and all of a sudden this guy was changed. His very countenance was different. Do you think people were talking in that church? You better believe they were talking in that church. That shook some folks up. You know, that stuff, you just don't have that happen in a little formal synagogue and people not talk. They were buzzing. It says his fame suddenly spread throughout all of Galilee. They were probably going home to their sick family, walking in the door. Boy, you should have been in church today, brother. Man, and the guy's like, I was sick, I couldn't come, or I was lame, or I was whatever. You're like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? I couldn't make it. Should have been there today, man. I'll tell you what, but that's okay. I know you were sick, man. That's okay, because tonight when the sun goes down and the Sabbath is over, we're going to Simon's mother-in-law's house, boy. And they'd be like, what did his mother-in-law do? They'd be like, nothing. He'd be like, so what are we going to do over to her house for? They'd be like, because that's where Jesus is. Man, we're going to go where Jesus is. I'll tell you what, that's what I want in this church. I want this church to be known as a place where Jesus is. Man, I'm going down to Queenstown. I'll go ahead and pass this place and that place because that's where Jesus is. I want some of Jesus, man. You can have that religion. You can have that other stuff, man. He's there and I want him. That's where I'm going. Praise God. Man, and that's exactly what happened. It says right there in Scripture, Mark 1:32. Now at evening, when the sun had set, the Sabbath was over, they were allowed to travel. They brought to him all who were sick and those who were demon-possessed. Verse 33. And the whole city was gathered together at the door. Then he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he did not allow the demons to speak because they knew him. Did you catch that? The whole city was gathered together at the door. I can imagine Simon's mother-in-law. She's serving them. She's like, man, I think we need more food. Somebody get a can of something, man. They're still coming. I don't know where we're going to put all these folks. That's how you build the kingdom, man. That's what I want to be. I want to be a church where they line up at the door, where you can't even open the door because the crowd has come because they know that Jesus is here. Gene. How about that? That's right. Yeah. Yeah. How about that? Isn't that wild? I tell you what. What's that? Yeah, I mean... Here's this guy that got him on a pallet. Here's some other guy, you know, and he's like maybe, you know, all demon-possessed and stuff. And just, you know, and they're just coming, lanterns and torches and fires. Man, you can see them coming down the road, all the lights. They're coming across the hills and through the city, man, and they're lining up at the door. That's what I want, man. I don't want to just be some religious organization with a pretty cross on the wall and a nice name on the sign that's full of death inside, man. I want life. I want Jesus in this place. I want Him to be comfortable here. I want Him to reside in this place. So you can come in here 11 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, it doesn't matter, 12 o'clock lunchtime on a Tuesday afternoon, and get life, man. Just get delivered. Get ministered to. Praise God. Where lives are changed and people are saved and people are delivered and people are healed and people are transformed by the power of God. Now, I said I was going to come back to this mall thing. We went out to the mall. We had that little incident with the businessman, but then we went on and we shared the gospel a little bit more. We had a good time. And we came back at the end at 3 o'clock and we all gathered around for our debriefing or whatever it is. And a security guard comes walking up to Chris Peeler. And he says, "Are you the man with the group that's giving out these $1 million bills?" And Chris very wisely said, "Yes, I am." And he took them aside away from the group. Because we had like 20 high school kids there. They were frankly terrified. They were like, "Wow, we've never done this before." Yeah. And a couple of us just started praying. And so he talked with the security guard for a few minutes, and the security guard left. Came back with his boss. So now you got the security guard and the head of security for the entire mall. Chris takes him over to the side again, starts talking with him, and everybody starts praying again, you know. We were ready. I didn't care, man. I was ready. Haul me off, brother. I'm going to jail for Jesus. Woo! I can't wait to make that cell phone call. "Babe, you will never guess where I am. I'll be a little late for the party. I'm in jail for Jesus." I was ready, but, you know, I didn't want to freak the high schooler kids out, man. I wanted them to be bold. That was the purpose of being there, to help build boldness up in them. So I was like, "Lord, you know, please don't let this rock their boat too bad." And security leaves, and so, you know, he dismisses us. But I was talking to him afterwards. He says, "Well, there's a little question about giving the tract." What happened was one of the students apparently had given a security guard one of the gospel tracts. You don't do that in the mall. You don't give tract. You're not supposed to. I mean, you can give people stuff who you're talking to, who's a friend of yours, who you're having a conversation with, but you just can't stand at the door and give out tracts. That's distribution of literature. They don't want that. So you don't walk up to the security guard and give him a tract that says, "You're going to hell unless you, you know, get born again." Anyway, there's actually a court case going on in California about that right now. Someone is filing suit for the freedom, constitutional freedom, to give out tracts in a mall. And Westfield Mall, the same one that owns Annapolis Mall, is the defendant in that suit. So, yeah. There's constitutional issues involved. So Chris said, "Well, I have to talk to my attorney. I don't know. It's possible. I'm optimistic, but it's possible if it goes down the wrong way, we won't be able to give out tracts in the mall anymore." He says, "But that's okay. That's okay. Because, you know, as good as gospel tracts are, you don't need gospel tracts to give out the gospel, and you don't need gospel tracts to advance the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God comes not only in word, but in power." Praise God. So number one, you don't need a tract to preach the gospel. You just follow the Holy Spirit. And number two, there are multitudes of people. I'm talking multitudes, throngs of people out there who need salvation, who need healing, who need deliverance, who need the power of God to transform and change their life. And they are hungry. There are multitudes out there that are aching for someone to come and tell them the truth and then to demonstrate it with power. I'll tell you what, man. If Jesus starts exercising His kingdom authority through us, if we go out in the mall and start doing the stuff, and Jesus starts ministering His power through us, you won't need gospel tracts. You will do things that gospel tracts could never dream of doing. You walk up to someone in the mall who's sitting in a wheelchair and pray over them, and the power of God falls on that person, and they feel strength come into their legs, and all of a sudden, much to their own amazement, they feel the ability to stand up, and they stand and they look at that thing they were sitting in. You go and pray for someone who maybe has chronic pain that has tormented and tormented and tormented them, and you feel the Holy Spirit give you a word, and you just kind of put your hand on them and pray for them, and that pain suddenly leaves as they feel the warmth and the power of God come over them. You will have people lining up at the door to get some of that, man. I want what He's having. I could use some of that. I see the change. I am astounded and amazed at what God has done in His life. Religion changes nothing, even good religion. But the kingdom of God changes everything. Changes everything. You guys ready for some kingdom power? Oh, God. Oh, God, Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth just as it is in heaven. Give us today the bread of Your presence, Lord. Cleanse and wash and forgive us of our sins as we forgive others who have sinned against us. Lord, don't lead us into temptation, but praise God, deliver us. Deliver them from the evil one, Lord. Because, Lord, Yours is the kingdom, and Yours is the power, and Yours is the glory forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. Amen, man. Bring Your kingdom and hallow Your name.